the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Pests are looking at your home as a warm winter vacationing spot. We'll tell you what you can do to prevent or eliminate these snowbirds from invading your home in our first segment.
Our government is finally doing something about the invasion.
Yes!
No, not the southern border.
Oh.
The New Jersey Senate has a new list of invasive plant species. Here, if one of your plants is on the chopping block during our second segment.
The Pennsylvania Horticultural Society has come out with its top 10 gardening trends for 2024. Listen to what they are during our third segment.
Shortly, you will be taking your Christmas tree out of your house. Now what? We'll tell you how you can repurpose your fresh tree in our fourth segment.
Today's show is airing just before New Year's. And in our final segment for the year, we're going to share our New Year's gardening resolutions.
So stay tuned and we'll be right back in a garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com and we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons, in a gallon of water. The best part is, Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. So, Julio, are you longing for a winter vacation to somewhere warm? Well, you're not the only one. Stink bugs, crickets, they're all looking for it too. Yeah, they're not going to Florida or the Caribbean. They're going in your house, right in Pippin, New Jersey. <That's right>. Andy, better move over.
That's right. Yeah. No wonder.
The mice are coming. Do you have any mice issues?
You know, I haven't had any.
No, I saw a mouse in my garage.
You did? Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like behind all the stuff that I'm, again, like we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions at the end of this, like cleaning my garage.
You like to hide it.
That's
all
several years old. I keep reusing it. It's so good.
It's so good.
it's really like field mice and squirrels. Mm. Squirrels can get up in your attic. You ever have a squirrel in your attic?
No, I have not.
No, Squirrels in the Attic.
Oh, I have.
Come on.
No, I never had.
That's an album.
Oh, it is.
It's an album. I told you that booze and vinyl thing. I mean, it's Toys in the Attic. That's it.
Squirrels in the Attic.
Anyway, but the mice are coming in, and squirrels will go up in your attic, and that they'll, you know, make their home up there. And we used to have raccoons.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, raccoons, they were destructive. Yeah. And it's a little bit, but they used to pee up there. And it would stink because it would get all the insulation and everything else. It was bad. It was bad. But that was my house growing up.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. So, but in any case, if you've got issues with rodents and mice, like first of all, like I do, like every once in a while, I'll find that a mouse has been in the drawers in the kitchen.
Oh, wow.
And that it's come in from outside looking for someplace warm to overwinter. Right. I don't fool around anymore. You know, I used to be like, it's like, oh, but they're mice and they're so cute, like Tom and Jerry mouse,
Tom
you know?
Tom and Jerry.
No.
Forget that.
No, forget that. But here's some shit. Hey, look, if you're in an area like these guys who have like antique cars, they use something called Mice Magic. And it's from Bonide and it's a repellent. And they're in these like little sacks. And it's the sacks are like made out of, it looks like a fabric sauce, mesh, you know, the fabric fastener that you put in your dryer. It's like that kind of material, but inside it has a repellent and it's all natural. It's peppermint oil, spearmint oil, and it's safe to use around pets and children. So it's not a big deal, but what it does is it gets rid of and prevents, it's a preventative. Where they put them in their cars and in their under the seat stuff so that mouse doesn't get into the upholstery or something like that.
Chew all that
but
up.
You can also can go and use it, say, up in the attic and just
throw it in there.
Yeah, there's multiple packs that you can get. Like I think the smallest amount is a 5-pack, but then you can get a 20-pack.
Oh, okay.
And that so you can put them all over in like for instance in your basement. Like in the entryways or in areas where you think that they can get under the eaves, something like that.
Right.
And that will prevent them, that they'll say, hey, you know what, let's go somewhere else. So it protects items. Another thing is to use outside is Repelzol by Bonide. And that it triggers like in the way that it's described, it's like, well, how does it work? It triggers the escape avoidance behavior in mice and other rodents, but also in deer and like you have a chipmunk issue, right?
Oh yeah, I had chipmunks.
And it works against chipmunks and things like that because it makes them almost a startled effect to make them go somewhere else. Like, I don't know if you never had a dog, did you?
Way back when I was a kid.
Yeah. Like, you know, there are once in a while where you see dogs like playing all of a sudden they jump. They smell something, they jump. And that's pretty funny. I like dogs. Anyway, but it's based out of a natural blend of essential oils. It's not something that's going to harm the animals in any way. But again, Repelzol, absolutely a way to go because you can use it outside. But the trick is, we always say this, they're modifying behavior, so you have to reapply it. You can't just say, oh, I did it, and it's going to last 18 months.
Yeah.
No, it's going to probably last for about 18 days, and you need to reapply it like every couple of weeks. and that you're going to train the animal to go somewhere else and hopefully introduce them to your neighbor's house. But like I told you, I get fed up. I get fed up. I created this trap. Like some people say glue traps are inhumane. Sorry. I believe what I'm told by the holy scriptures that I'm supposed to subdue the earth.
That's right.
You know, me and Adam.
Right.
Either you know,
take care of you,
that's what we're
going to
do. That's it. And if this mouse wants to, you know, sorry, I'm apex predator. And I'm going to use my glue traps and you're going to get stuck to it. And I'm going to go and throw you into the trash.
You know what my favorite movie is?
What?
The Lion King, because it's the circle of life.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So anybody with hate mail about glue traps, you can send this to Julio Zamora, right, care of Bloomers in the Garden. Well, I took glue traps, and I just put them in one of those ceiling, it's not Tupperware, but it's the cheap version. It's like the Glad thing that you put, like, food. It's like one of those Chinese food containers.
Yeah.
And that where... And I put a spoonful of peanut butter to the back of the glue trap. And so the mouse has to, you know, get across the glue to get to the thing. And it works.
It works. Good.
And I don't want to use poison. I don't recommend poison because what happens, the animal dies and it's in the walls of your house. And guess who has a stinky house? You do, because you're using poison.
Not to mention you're bringing in all types of maggots and everything else.
Oh,
that
ew.
Decompose.
All
know,
right.
Right. And then it drips off the wall.
Yep.
And it's just we're getting disgusting on this show, aren't we, Sam?
Well, that's I know for a fact that happens, especially in older homes. When we bought our home, we did massive remodeling, and we saw like old skeleton carcass of like old mice when we opened up some of the walls. Yeah,
yeah.
And we said, well, that's why you don't use poison.
Exactly. Exactly. So say you've got a bigger thing. We were talking about raccoons. Didn't you tell me that you used to have a house that had either raccoons or something?
So
in it?
No, it was my neighbor's house currently has raccoons in her attic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Currently.
They're the worst.
And she can't get them out. She says once they know their way in the house.
That's why there's no cartoon characters that are happy raccoons. Because you ever hear them? They sound like...
Right.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, she's
and
when
terrifying.
I spoke to her about it, she's like, at night it sounds like it's romper room.
It is,
you know, it's scratching and bright, everything else. Yeah,
and because as a kid growing up, I had the bedroom that was just before the attic.
Yep.
And the damn raccoons were in the attic. You'd open the door, and all of a sudden there'd be all these eyes looking at you.
And they're mischievous creatures, man. I got a picture of one on her roof, and I sent it to her. And I was like, do you know you have – that's how I found out that she had raccoons. Because I sent her a picture. I was like, do you know that you have a raccoon on your roof?
Yeah, that's Jimmy.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, and they've got – and he's happily married with four children.
That's right. And they're all living there now.
They're all living there, tearing up the insulation and wiring everything.
And that they stink.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're not
clean,
the most sanitary creatures that you think.
No, they're going, look, here's the toilet.
Yeah.
Have a heart traps is the way to get rid of them. And that, you know, you're going to get rid of squirrels that way too. You can, you know, just let's say you relocate them. Wherever you relocate them is up to you. But you relocate them. And again, it's not, you don't have to deal with the poison issue. You know, it's not like you're going to kill a raccoon, like with poison. Don't be stupid. But a have a heart trap is reusable, and it's something that is works really well. And it's one of those things that you need it when you need it. And it's one of those that you put in the garage or you put it in the attic, you know, you just got to remember. I had someone tell me a horror story where they went upstairs and they saw that they caught something and didn't realize it. Yeah, so,
Oh, but I am reminded, now that you say that, we did have a possum.
Oh, a possum.
A possum somehow got into our basement, and I put up a trap. This was within the first 6 months of us buying our house.
Possums stink, too.
Yeah, but I didn't. I saw it one time. I put the trap in the basement. I haven't saw it since. I think I scared it out.
Well, check your Christmas tree.
Right.
Because I saw on the news there was a possum in the Christmas tree. It actually looked kind of cute.
What?
But, you know, anyway.
It's New Year's. We're done with Christmas. It's gone.
All right, so let's see. Bugs. You know what I hate is like you're in the middle of the winter and all of a sudden you move your curtains and all of a sudden a stink bug drops out. It's like, what the heck? And they're like, they act drunk where they like move really slow. BioAdvance, okay, BioAdvance home insect killer, 18-month control. 18-month control.
Beat that.
I had flies coming into the house during the late summer. And so I sprayed the windowsills with this product. And the active ingredient, everyone,
Delta methrin. There it is.
Delta methrin. A thrin. We should have a contest. Who's the first caller that's able to tell us what a thrin is? What do you think? Good idea. Anyway.
That's
what you want to spray, and that it will work, and it works really well, and it has an 18-month control. It is very safe because, again, it's a thrin. A thrin is taking a natural chemistry and man-made to where it lasts longer because the organic version only lasts for a short time because it breaks down with sunlight. Again, that product is BioAdvance Home Insect Killer, 18-month control. Incredible. Incredible. Look for the active ingredient, Delta Methrin. Okay? Delta Methrin. Get rid of those hitchhikers that are coming into your home. All right? No home invaders. And that's the way. You're going to, again, repel them, you're going to trap them, or you're going to use the BioAdvance to just get rid of them.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy, we want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Are you looking forward to a spring of vibrancy while using the best organically approved growing media for your annuals and vegetables? Coast of Maine's Sprout Island Organic Seed Starter has been created to set a diverse culture ideal for germinating seeds and root cuttings. Created using the best ancient composting techniques and new age mixing devices, Sprout Island Organic Seed Starter gently combines kelp meal, worm castings, mycorrhizae, perlite, and sustainably harvested peat moss, establishing the most desirable setting to enhance new plant growth. Coast of Maine's Sprout Island Organic Seed Starter is available at these local retailers or visit www.coastofmaine.com to locate one near you. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania. Ashcombe Farm and Greenhouses, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Tony's Farm and Garden, Windsor, New Jersey.
Are you looking to reach an audience of over 12 million residents in the Philadelphia, Delaware Valley, and New York City tri-state? Then consider becoming a broadcast sponsorship partner for Bloomers in the Garden. Every week on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, your products become associated with the authority in everything lawn, landscape, and garden. For more information on the Bloomers in the Garden partnership program, feel free to call the hotline 609-685-1880 or check out the radio tab at bloomers.com.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Len and I know one of your favorite plants are no longer going to be available for sale in New Jersey.
Mine, it's lithrum.
Oh, I know.
Loosestrife is another word for it. I love the description that I found. Lithrum, it bears bright, dark pink flowers, magically attracts butterflies and bees, contains healing powers, and has an uncomplicated disposition and loves damp, wet places. No wonder why that purple loosestrife steals so many shows in so many gardens.
Wow.
Let's get rid of it.
You're right.
Come on.
What happened?
What happened? A bunch of bureaucrats decided that, oh, that's a good one to get rid of. Maryland, it's not legal to sell. I love Lithium.
I think it's the healing powers that scare them.
The healing powers? Maybe. I mean, it's let's take a plant that easily comes back and is a reliable perennial and that...
Virus for quite a while.
I asked one of our hybridizers. I said, look, can you find a sterile Lithium? Basically what that means, it won't reseed. On the list, there's quite a few. Now, listen, this is how the whole process of invasive species, this is how the government words are. Prohibit the sale, distribution, import, export, or propagation of certain invasive species without permit from the Department of Agriculture. Establishes New Jersey Invasive Species Council.
Right.
Norway maple.
What?
Norway maple on the list.
Wow.
Are you serious?
It's on the list, yeah. Do you know that Crimson Queen or Crimson King?
Yeah.
Norway maple, big red leaves.
Absolutely. It's such a beautiful tree.
On the list.
On the list.
Tree of heaven. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the food of, the spotted lanternfly. Get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Mimosas. I understand it.
I mean,
but
my
people
wife.
Ask for mimosas. People want to buy mimosas.
Oh, you're talking about a tree.
A tree with little pink flowers on the top of
champagne
it.
Champagne and orange juice. My wife loves those.
Those are allowed.
Those are allowed.
But the actual tree,
okay.
Mimosa, porcelain berry. Actually, I'd have to look that up. Japanese Andrelica tree. That's Aurelia. I understand that one. Japanese barberry.
Right.
Crimson pygmy barberry. Done.
Go on.
But there are varieties that are available that are not the crimson pygmy variety where it will recede and become a problem. So again, look at your local garden center because they will have that newer variety. And I know that Overdivest is growing it. I know that there's a lot of growers that are growing the new variety of Japanese barberry, but that old variety of crimson pygmy, done. Japanese clematis. Regular hybrid clematis will be available, but this variety will not be. Autumn olive, not a big deal. Weeping lovegrass. It's sold somewhat, but it's not. Nobody's going to miss it. But this one, winged burning bush. Euonymus adlatus. Euonymus adlatus compacta is the variety that we normally sell, but burning bush. Wow. You know?
I don't know.
Who's Moses going to talk to?
Yeah, I know.
If we don't have any burning bush.
Yeah, really.
So there are varieties that are, again, this is where Julio and I talk about the science, right, Julio?
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be science that takes these things and makes them so that they won't be an invasive plant because they'll take it and they'll make it again like sterile. We were talking on the ride over about how to the studio about how Buddleia, okay, butterfly bush, Davidii, is on the invasive species list in many areas. And it's because that it will recede and become a problem and take over certain areas. And going back to my favorite, going back to Lithium, that is the problem where it will take over wetlands somewhat. But, I mean, it's going to be pretty. It's going to be a pollinator. Anyway. What else have we got here? English ivy,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I could definitely see that.
It grows up the trees and stuff but it's...
If you're ever in Newark, the Ivy Hill section, ironically...
Ivy Hill, I get it.
Ivy Hill.
Boom, boom. Tip your waitress.
It is overwhelmed with ivy, especially on like along the old house, older like cottage style houses.
Oh yeah,
they're growing up the sides of the houses, all in the front. It's crazy.
Baltic ivy. I mean, I'll plant Baltic ivy if I want something to climb. English ivy, it can become a mess, but it's a maintenance issue. Sure. Take care of it.
Sure,
you know, cut it off your trees.
Cut it. Yeah.
But English ivy's it. And I mean, that's one of the ground covers. I guess that Pachysandra is an alternative because it respects its borders and it does not climb up everything the way that English ivy does. Yeah. Do we need somebody to really tell us that? Japanese hop. Let's see. European privet. Honeysuckle. Here are some honeysuckles. Amur honeysuckle and Morrow's honeysuckle. Number 17, purple loosestrife, my left room. Anyway, Japanese crabapple. That's weird. Chinese silvergrass. Now, that's something that bothers me. It's a great grass, Miscanthus sinensis. I mean, we sell a lot of that, or used to, a lot of that plant because people are successful with it. Let's go down the list. Oriental Photinia. Now, that isn't the red-tip Photinia. I think it's a different Photinia. Better be. Running bamboo. I get that. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Danielle. I know you want bamboo planted, and I refuse to plant bamboo anywhere, even though you like it. I can't. I now have an excuse. I have legal precedent. It's on the invasive species list. There's the Bradford pear.
Bradford pear, yeah.
I understand that. Bradford pear, we could not get in the 80s and before Sam was born, that we used to sell Bradford pears. Do you have a Bradford pear? Do you have any Bradford pear? Do you have any Bradford pears? And now, like, there's this area, an open field it's just filled with Bradford pear. It is an invasive species because they do get they get that little pear and birds eat it and they spread it everywhere. So Bradford pear, understand. I think that there's some work being done on them, but they have a weak crotch point anyway, and they split, and they end up halfway in the street anyway. So it was a great tree while it had its run. Common buckthorn. Multiflora rose. I'm going to have to get more information about multiflora rose, what that means, Rosa multiflora. Okay, is that also varietal names too, or is that? And another one that bothers me, Arrowwood viburnum. Arrowwood viburnum is a great plant. And then last but not least, Japanese wisteria and Chinese wisteria. So again, that's the New Jersey list. It's easy to find your list in your community. Just look up your state and look invasive species and it will come up. You know, invasive species to me is like poison ivy, you know, like ornamental plants, but somebody has to talk about it. Yeah. somebody wanted to impose their will.
Wondering when's my Creeping Charlie getting on that list.
Creeping Charlie probably is somewhere.
That's everywhere in my yard.
That'll be next.
Right? The Virginia creeper. That's the worst.
Yeah, it is. For sure.
It is.
For sure. And I remember I sent you the picture, and I was like, bro, I have no clue what this is, but it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's
taking over.
It's taken, for sure. It's like going up and down the sideways, and it just...
Yeah,
it
looks, pretty soon we're not going to be able to use Roundup to kill anything either.
Right.
All right.
You got it now.
Just watch out how you put it on your back.
Do you have natives? Anyway.
Which ones?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Right, nativars. That's what it's all about. All right, we'll be back in the garden with the gardening trends for 2024 right after this.
Are you looking to reach an audience of over 12 million residents in the Philadelphia, Delaware Valley, and New York City tri-state? Then consider becoming a broadcast sponsorship partner for Bloomers in the Garden. Every week on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, your products become associated with the authority in everything lawn, landscape, and garden. For more information on the Bloomers in the Garden partnership program, feel free to call the hotline 609-685-1880 or check out the radio tab at bloomers.com.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Holly Tone. Polytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG! Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomers stocks, Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. So, Pennsylvania Horticulture Society selected gardening trends for 2024. All right, Julio.
All right.
I'm going to do, what do you think? Do you agree with this trend or disagree?
Okay. Go right ahead.
All right. Number one, considering the environment as you garden. Movements such as, hey, we were talking about this last week, leave the leaves.
Leave the leaves.
Because Julio hasn't raked any. Leave the leaves in the fall to help reduce landfill waste. All right, I get that. Okay. Converting two-cycle gas-powered engines to battery-operated machinery. I did it with my little cultivator.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So it's a little bitty rototiller on battery. Right. 3 years now, going strong. Going strong. And it's getting some commercial abuse, Carl. Takes it out on landscape jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And he's taking it on landscape jobs. Like, there's stuff that's, you know, the garden center's stuff. And then there's stuff that's my stuff. And that's supposed to be my stuff. Oh, so stop taking it.
Right.
So just what I'm saying is that it got, you know, really tested. And it's still going after 3 years. Did you have a lawnmower? Do you have a regular?
I have
electric.
I have a battery powered.
Battery powered.
Yeah.
Yes, no.
With my Zoysia, no.
No?
No, because
does
so
it bog
thick.
Down?
It bogs down, yeah. I have to raise it up so high.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it gets too... it slows up the
and
engine.
And how often do we cut our lawn, Julio?
Maybe once every
a year?
Weeks.
Yeah. How often?
Well, I'm not cutting it now, but I used to do it like once every 2 weeks. You know?
So once every 2 weeks. All right. Well, that's not that bad.
No, it's not too bad.
But I can understand that because Zoysia is really thick.
It is.
What? Creating habitats for overwintering insects.
Well,
didn't we address this in our first segment? But again, it's allowing insects to overwinter. Yeah. No. No. Yeah. If they're friendly insects, fine.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have, like, you know, bad insects. I don't want bad insects. Yeah. Rewilding and converting portions of the lawn into meadow using eco-friendly plants. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, right. I could see if you had room.
Oh,
but,
man.
You know, I don't have room for that.
Oh, man, this is so wrong what I'm going to say.
let's go,
Brandon.
Go, Brandon.
Oh, Aaron got it. Anyway, using peat-free potting soils. Now, look, we have one of our favorite soils is Coastal Maine. And the one thing that they have, that they still use peat, but the difference is that the peat is not something where it's done in sustainable practices, not where they're taking the peat that was part of the the glaciers. So there's a difference. So I don't agree with that one. Yeah. I understand what they're trying to say, like peat bogs, vital wet potential. Yeah, I get all that. But if it can be done where it's sustaining the environment, then there's something different. So I'm not buying it. Mm-hmm. American weeds, beauties. I'm sorry. Again, the whole movement towards natives. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Growing fruit trees at home.
Yeah.
I see that as hot. Mm-hmm. I know that I want to incorporate a dwarf blueberry in a border situation instead of using boxwood. And that I want to do that. I also want to plant some strawberries. So I'm up with that.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Decorating with house plants. I hope it continues.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, we've seen it tail off a little bit.
Not in Aaron's house.
Did you see the pictures that I sent you guys when I finished my backsplash? But I used my bloomers, baby palm trees on the sides of my stove in my kitchen to complement my backsplash.
Very nice.
I'll send it to you guys.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Man, that thing, I said, this will look great on my countertop.
There you go.
I got two matches. Yeah.
That's great.
There you go. Can we get more plants? Anybody who's listening that has any influence, can we actually get back to where on HGTV, there's actually the G part, the gardening part, instead of people just flipping their damn houses. Can we please get HGTV back to where it's, you know, talking about gardening now and then? Julio and are available.
They are.
Achieving ecological certifications. I like this.
Yeah, that's good.
I looked up a few of them. The National Wild Federation Wildlife Habitat Certification is an easy step to do. It's not something that's really hard. I looked at the homegrown national park thing, and it just does not look nice. It's like an easy thing to do, and it's like they're raising money, and I wasn't all impressed with it. But the National Wild Federation Wildlife Habitat, you basically get a sign that you can post in your garden.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Professor Steve, he should do this because he's got water. He's got everything.
Everything, yeah.
Monarch Watch Way Station Habitat Registration.
Mm, that's cool.
Monarch Watch Way Station's Habitat Registration. That is very cool, and that's something that you can do, and pretty simply. If you are in Pennsylvania, Penn State Extension Service Pollinator Friendly Garden. You can have your garden certified. That's fun. And again, that runs right into the next trend. Planting pollinator friendly gardens. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't see any slowdown in that.
Keeps going.
Mitigating global climate change.
Wow.
That's a different show. Using substitute for boxwoods. Okay,
yeah.
But there are boxwoods that are resistant to the boxwood blight. Right. So if you're making choices that where they're resistant to the boxwood blight, I give you the green light on those because boxwoods are special.
Yeah, they are.
Wait, so the blight, is that's a virus or fungus?
Virus.
Virus, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And that where it's knocking them out, and it's pretty significant in certain parts of the country where it's wiped out like old hedges of boxwood. And so what's happened is that it's promoted companies' science,
right,
the science to breed it out of certain types. So they have come up with those, but they're also saying to use a plant that looks like I'm going to use that blueberry, dwarf blueberry, instead of a boxwood. You can use, there's that okay, boy. There we go again. Proven winner. Strong box. Mm-hmm. It's a type of Ilex. It really does look good. It's a good plant.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, there are other choices you can use that will do the same thing. Another trend, planting more grasses, and that's not like lawn grasses. That's like ornamental grasses. Not only if it's on the endangered species list. Anyway, you need to check that. Hydrangeas.
That keeps going.
I am just tired of hydrangeas. We say it all the time. Get out of another letter in the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
H, hookah, hosta, hydrangeas. Yeah. We only have that type of plant. We can do more. You can do more. There's lots of very cool hydrangea things going on, but...
Don't dedicate everything to it.
Yeah, it's like, all right, enough hydrangeas. You know, if we have to carry 10 of each variety of hydrangea, we have like 400 hydrangeas.
Our nursery would be what?
You develop a new one doesn't mean it's good. Yeah. So go to your local garden center. They will be able to steer you clear of any ones that are old because they simply won't carry it, that don't have the better breeding. So go to your local garden center and pick from there because you're guaranteed to have a good plant. And I like this one, enjoying a taste of the tropics by using tropical plants. Mentioned last week about the banana trees as a screen from the neighbor and things like that. And there's a new variety, elephant ear, called Pharaoh's Mask, that is definitely new.
It's
and
really
interesting.
Different.
It's more green and a little bit lustrous, which definitely looks different.
It's really
and
different.
Highly ribbed. The ribs are really outstanding. So again, that's a great trend. Again, enjoying a taste of the tropics in your yard and garden.
That's really good.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah. So take a look at it. You can go to the Pennsylvania Horticultural website. Again, since the PHS, I think it's PHS.org. Mm-hmm. Flower show's coming up. Just saying.
Yeah.
Bloomers will have tickets eventually. We're still waiting for them. But again, that's in March. I believe the flower show is.
Second through the 10th.
Yeah, second,
yeah. Thank you. All right. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPeat is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPeat. EcoPeat is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water-holding capacity. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniel's Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties, from aglaonemas to zizi plants. Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. After this week, yes, over.
Sorry.
Time to take that tree down. Oh, brother.
That's it. Yeah. So if you had a fresh cut Christmas tree, here's some suggestions. Again, when you take the tree down, don't spill the water all over the floor. Okay. Yeah. Take that tree and get the water out of the stand if you can. Just soak it up with towels or whatever, and you can just wash those towels so you don't end up, you know, I have hardwood, not, well, actually it's softwood floor, they're pine floors, in that I've gone and picked up the tree to bring it outside and do everything outside, and I end up dumping a gallon's worth of water all over my wood floors. Yeah, and so, like, whoa. Don't forget the tree bag. Oh, yeah. The tree bag, you just basically pull it up, you know, like, okay. And then just encapsulate all those needles rather than drag them all around the house. You can also use a large tarp. If you got a tarp, you just lay it down on the tarp and get somebody on the other side, and you bring it outside that way. And the needles, if you have the needles, they actually can be used as a fertilizer around your evergreens. So whether it's rhododendrons, junipers, azaleas, you know, use it around those. It does make it, I can't say how much nutrient value it has, because it's like, think of it as adding an organic fertilizer to your plant. How about your stand? Is it rusty? Yeah. You know, sometimes those stands, they still work, but they're starting to look like a little ragged.
Yeah.
Go ahead, get it dried out. Go ahead and paint it. You can paint it with like regular spray paint, and it comes apart. So you can spray the legs green. You can spray the actual bowl red.
Look brand new.
Easy. Easy peasy. Make sure you put your tree skirt in the laundry so that, like I did this year when it came out, it was like, it's all stained. What happened? And I just threw it in a box. Whoops. Recycle your tree, please. Call your municipality and see if they have a recycling program. Some beach towns use them for dune stabilization. So that's something to consider, donating your tree. The branches, okay, can be used as perennial or plant protection, so that you cut the branches off and you just put them in place, and they act like a little bit of a windbreak for some of your plant material. You can also whittle the branches down and use them as plant supports. You buying bamboo stakes?
Yeah,
you don't have to buy bamboo stakes if you whittle down your Christmas tree branches. And you can use them as supports in the spring. The trunk makes a great support for large climbers, and you can adjust how that is, where you can leave like just little nubs, 6-inch nubs on the branches there, so that they can be climbed up. I love that idea.
Very cool looking.
And use your tree as a nesting spot or a hiding area for wild birds. We talked a couple of weeks ago about how, like, cardinals, they like to sneak up on the feeder. They don't want to just fly into the feeder. Yeah. Like, you'll see if you observe your cardinals that they'll go to the ground first and into like a secluded area, and then like kind of hop onto your feeder rather than fly into it. So if you put your tree underneath your feeder, that you can have birds that will do that, and also that they get a little bit of a windbreak themselves. One thing that it was very cool that I saw, and this is a gentleman in Florida, he has Canes for Veterans, and Oscar Morris is behind this organization called Canes for Veterans, and he takes Christmas trees and he converts them, the trunks, into canes that he gives free to any veteran that wants it. Mm. One of the things that he said really, you know, hit home, it said, one day, grab a cane and walk with it, that like as if you need it. And Morris said, you feel broken because others will see you as broken. We make our canes for veterans to look cool while giving honor for their service. So take a look. You can find it. I know definitely on Facebook, Canes for Veterans. Just something that's very, very cool. And they could use the support. So again, just something that's really cool. Maybe you can find an organization that's near you that does something similar. Any other suggestions, Will?
No. There's a lot of uses for a Christmas tree. You just don't throw it out sometimes.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Don't put it in the landfill for sure. And talk to your municipality. They may have some ideas too. Yeah. All right. We'll be back in the garden right after this. You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Sickles Market, Little River, New Jersey. Espen Shades Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Fleetwood, Pennsylvania. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania. Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Are you looking to reach an audience of over 12 million residents in the Philadelphia, Delaware Valley, and New York City tri-state? Then consider becoming a broadcast sponsorship partner for Bloomers in the Garden. Every week on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, your products become associated with the authority in everything lawn, landscape, and garden. For more information on the Bloomers in the Garden Partnership Program, feel free to call the hotline, 609-685-1880, or check out the radio tab at bloomers.com.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, it's the time of reflection. Looking forward to the new year to come, right?
Yeah, beautiful.
You got New Year's Eve plans, Julio?
Not yet.
No?
Too far ahead for me.
I will be sitting on the couch.
Oh, yeah?
I might be asleep.
Oh, yeah? I might be over.
Yeah, all right. But for New Year's resolutions, we have some gardening resolutions for 2024. I'm going to start with myself. First of all, I'm going to reestablish my vegetable garden, planting spaghetti squash, peppers, weird cucumbers.
What?
Yeah, like there's these cucumbers that like are white. Yeah, I'm going to give it a try because I always wonder, it's like, how do you know when to pick them? I'll find out and I'll let you know. Same thing, like weird melons. Uh-huh. Like I'll do musk melons like as the sure thing, but then I'll try some other types of melons. And we have the plants for them at Bloomer. Yeah. So carrots.
Carrot guy?
I like carrots. Uh-huh. I've never grown carrots.
No?
No.
Wow.
No, at the farm, I had an uncle that would grow them, and I pulled all the tops off one year.
You did?
And he was going to kill me. My father hid me underneath the chair. And that's another story. Plant my annual cutting garden
in
my perennial garden. I'm gonna drop the colonial look and just mix my perennial garden and create a cutting garden there. I'm going to block the view of the Maples 55 and over community behind me so they don't have to see them, hear them, or, especially because the neighbor behind me got a new hot tub.
Uh-oh.
There's nothing I want to see.
Especially
over
on your deck.
No. The day that I went out to work on the deck, she said, hi, Liz.
Oh, she saw you.
I was like, I used to never hear you, never see you.
No privacy.
Yeah, Carl, remember, you know? You're going to plant those plants for me? finish the railing on my deck. Do more for hummingbirds. I want to have like that yard where there's so many hummingbirds. It's like, you know, they're bees on your plants.
Bees.
And just generally eat more vegetables.
There you go.
But I take that nature's bounty stuff so it works. I don't know. Anyway. All right. Julio, is your New Year's resolutions for gardening?
I'm going to have to fill up my bed that's been empty for 2 years on the right-hand side of my house.
Are you going to fill it with mulch because you didn't mulch it last year?
That too.
Yeah. All right. What else?
Finish my retaining wall that I haven't done for a while. You know, it's got to look like the other side now, which is it's a good thing. But anyway, so I need to do that. The backyard is empty, so I got a clean slate.
There you go.
And I'm looking to put in more...
Zoysia.
No. Please. No. I'm looking to put more evergreens in the back.
Okay.
Because that side over there is really southern side, and it's really hot, you know, and I could probably, it can handle that heat back there.
Right.
So that'll be really good to start on those things. A lot to do.
All right. Aaron, I'm not even going to ask you. You are like, you do more in a weekend than I do an entire year. It's like, oh, we tore out the kitchen. We went and made new steps, and the porch is all done. And then we've got to hire these guys to move this. And then it's like, yeah, I've got that fireplace in the backyard. I'm going to make that an outdoor grill. It's like, oh, my gosh, well, that you is make a me part exhausted.
Of, listen, that is definitely a part of one of my resolutions that I want to take care of is make sure I have that backyard space, a place of solace and comfort, and converting that, you know, that old brick oven grill that somehow got demolished in a storm or something. I guess a tree fell on it or something. But I want to make that space comfortable, right? Because I've got almost an acre in my backyard, and I'm almost ashamed to have people walk in my backyard. They see the front of my house, and then they go in the back. They're like, what?
Oh, like I don't know.
Like, the front of your house is so nice, but you go into the back, I got debris, construction debris everywhere. It's just, So that's going to take up the majority of my spring.
Yeah, and Sam, you said during the break that you're just going to throw seeds in the ground and hope they grow.
Uh-huh.
All right.
My resolution for gardening is to maybe think about trying gardening, and I'm probably not.
I'm going to talk to your grandmother.
Oh, yeah. She'll be thrilled to hear it.
Is she listening?
Yeah.
She's like, you take him by the ear, and you get him out in the garden.
Yeah.
Just get out there and spray and pray. Just
spray.
Spray. All right, we'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Julio down by the
school. Well, Julio, another year in the books.
Yes, it is.
Another books.
2024.
Yeah, we are running late like usual. Yeah, we'll be the same way next year.
That's right.
All right, we'll see you next week, next year, the same time right in the garden.
See you in the garden.